At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Joining us right now, speaking of which, is a guy who told all of us that some inclement weather, but we never talk about clement weather, I might add. Inclement weather was on the way over the weekend. He is the one, the only, and a guy who's been on an awful lot in recent days, meteorologist Andy Parker. Andy, great to talk to you once again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Tom, some clement weather outside today. I love that.
Does anybody ever say clement? Because it's always inclement. Have you ever heard that in all of your career of meteorology?
In all of my years, I've used the word inclement, but never clement. So maybe that's something we'll try to bring back.
Not even sure that that is a word. So as of right now, as of 10 minutes after 3 on Monday, where do we stand from a weather point of view after what we did experience, which, as you kind of hinted at on Friday, did in fact close down many school districts? Where are we sitting right now and the immediate future?
So here's what we have right now. The leftovers from the main course, which was all day on Sunday, are up in the North Towns. And Lockport is the one who's been seeing the flakes continue to fly on and off through there. So several more inches of snow has fallen over parts of Niagara County. Good news for you folks listening up there. That's about to end, and you can dig out of the fresh fluff that you have. It extended into extreme northern Erie County. Clarence has been in and out of some snow showers. Akron, Pembroke, and then you're up into Albion, Murray, Kendall, Lindenville. You've all seen the snow courtesy of Lake Ontario, but again, that's kind of coming to an end. We've been in and out of snow showers over parts of the South Towns and Southern Tier, but really it didn't amount to much. Now it's going to be the cold that starts coming in and sticks around for the foreseeable future.
Well, Andy, let's talk about the temperature and how things did that tectonic shift and for how long they're going to be on the teeth-chattering side. You want to walk us through the little temperature timeline that we experienced?
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be the thing that everybody's talking about this week because it's not going to get out of the teens. Today might end up being the warmest day that we have, and I use the word warmest relatively speaking, comparatively speaking, to the other days that we're going to have. So today is in the teens. Tuesday will likely make it back into the teens. Wednesday will be lucky to get into the teens. And then I think we've got a shot at Thursday and Friday where the daytime temperatures stay in the single digits and some overnight lows that are going to be sub-zero. And it looks like if you're saying, well, maybe the weekend will offer relief, it really doesn't. I think we're going to stay maybe sub-20 through there as well. I can tell you this, even though I just told you the coldest 2 days on the thermometer are going to be Thursday and Friday, the 2 days that will feel the coldest are going to be Tuesday and Wednesday because those wicked winter winds are going to return and create very blustery conditions in the Buffalo and in surrounding areas. Very similar to what we had on Friday with those strong winds combined with the cold, That's on Tuesday morning. Tomorrow morning, we're going to see those wind chills minus 15 to minus 25 across right. the area, and then it'll slowly recover.
But, you know, Andy, as we've talked about previously, by the way, our dear friend, meteorologist Andy Parker, is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. As we have talked previously, Andy, many of us, I'm sure, still remember that two-week stretch back last winter where I've said this a million times, we'd go out to the car at night to drive to dinner. The thermometer was in the single digits, and there was that two-week period because it had been preceded by a lot of thawing and a lot of freezing where most of us had a good 2-inch ice cover, and I do mean ice cover, on the driveways. So if people are experiencing their first Western New York winter, it certainly is not unusual to have a week, a two-week period, sometimes maybe more, but certainly a week or two, not atypical, where it is just bone-chilling cold.
It happens. It happens once, twice a winter, where we'll go through a 7 to 10 day stretch of below normal temperatures. And 20s are not uncommon, considering the average daytime temperature drops to around 31 degrees. In order to get the average, you need to be some above and some below. And in order to do that, you have to be in the 20s for a good chunk of the month. So it's, again, not unheard of by any stretch, but this is going to be the coldest 7 day stretch of the winter so far, and which will carry us into February. And when you start looking at the calendar, it's going to be kind of hard to put together something as cold or colder for the remainder of February. And then all of a sudden, we're ripping the calendar off to March. So for those that want to look at this and dread, or you could say, hey, if I plow through this, you know, bit of snow and cold on the other side, we're now, you know, kind of through the worst of it. Dare I say turning a corner, but you could say the majority of the winter is behind you, with Lake Erie just the clouds parting, allowing us to get another look. 92% frozen, that's going to really shut down the potential for any large-scale lake effect snows. We'll have nuisance snows, the 2 to 4 inch varieties from time to time, but the big ones, those are done.
Yeah, as a meteorologist, Andy, and a veteran of many Western New York winters, would you like to use your scholarly interpretation to remind people that day after day of this kind of weather does, in fact, and it's scientifically, empirically proven, it does, in fact, build character?
It does.
No, you're not buying that?
It builds character. It builds shoulder muscles and back muscles and all of that stuff. And I know... It was funny. The one winter where we didn't have this large cold and it was pretty mild, everyone was concerned the bugs are going to be so bad because
yes,
it wasn't cold enough to get rid of the bugs. Well, this year we should be mosquito free after the winter we're having now.
Yeah, but, you know, again, I personally think that this kind of weather, I do think it builds character. And thinking back to being a little boy and a teenager, those walks to Ben Franklin Junior High School in weather that was just like this or worse, I don't think it made me a worse person. Working in radio did that. But I think that those actually, you know... Frankly, I think they gave a lot of confidence to a lot of us that we can face a little bit of adversity, we can be a little bit cold, and then swim naked, and we actually can survive. Don't ask the question you want to ask, Andy. That legitimately happened. Many of us in Western New York as boys went through the similar experience. So you kind of did your acting shudder when you talked about the single digits a little bit. Would you like to walk us through the timeline and chronology as we start heading into the end of the week? I know it's only Monday, but single digits are single digits, and being forewarned is gives us the ability to be forearmed.
That's correct. And the thing that I want to let people know is that even though it's a little breezy outside today, it's going to get windy tomorrow. And it's that combination of wind and cold that is really going to, I think, impact people the most. And the winds tomorrow, they'll begin to speed up throughout the day. You'll notice them in the morning, but then in the afternoon, you know, gusts of 31 miles an hour with an air temperature of 10 to 15 degrees. So that's where you're going to feel the coldest, early in the morning on Tuesday, and then again early in the morning on Wednesday, and we're going to have some snow showers, and again, those nuisance lake effect snows. Then as we get to Thursday and Friday, the winds calm down a bit, but the air temperatures stay cold, and I think we're going to struggle to get out of the single digits on Thursday and Friday. Overnight lows will go sub-zero, and it looks like Friday morning, if you want to see, well, when is it going to be the coldest at my house? Friday morning, I think even the city, the airport, lake shores are going to go -2, and we could see -15 once you're inland, especially with some of the fresh snowpack. That just exacerbates that overnight low when it's quiet. It'll allow those temperatures to bottom out right around 7 a.m., and then they'll, you know, kind of bounce back from there.
Exacerbates. Not only that, but it's going to make it worse. That's my word, Andy. Exacerbate is my word. We're talking with meteorologist Andy Parker, and I'll tell you what, I want to be respectful of Andy's time, but as you listen to this, I also want to be respectful of you and your needs. So if you do have a specific weather question for Andy Parker, please get that question in and on the board within the next 60 seconds of hearing these words. Yep. So we can get you in and out and then make sure that Andy is done and gets his life back on track as well. Because I derail it every bloody time I ask him. It's 803-0930, 803-0930 in the 716, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So
can we touch on the storm as it came through, Tom? I was just gonna
ask you that. You are a psychic. Holy cow.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
So looking back, I know we talked on Friday, and I've got to tell you, when we look at something like this, the scale and all the things that were happening, the timing was right on mark. It showed up Sunday morning, it intensified, did its thing, and then got out. And I think as far as the snow totals, we did pretty well, too. It was kind of a blanket 6 to 12 was the range. Most folks were in the 8 to 12 category. The airport came in at 7.3. You know, everybody's got an opinion on what fell at their house, but the reports that we've gotten in all fall within that category. And I think the thing that really, you know, I told people we're going to see, it's a manageable snow and people will be underwhelmed. There was no big wind. It didn't fly, you know, it's just a long 20 hours of snow, which I think most people were able to handle, especially knowing that it was coming. I don't think it surprised anyone. I think the biggest surprise for me, and I said on Friday that I did not expect to schools be closed due to weather because it was going to end and they'd have time to clear out. But then the governor decided to use a state of emergency. And after talking to some administrators over the weekend, they had some tough decisions to make with that state of emergency and the colleges closing on Friday and Saturday.
How did the state of emergency affect the decision-making process?
Well, I think when that's in effect, it allows them to take a day without getting penalized at the end of the year. So they wouldn't have to extend the school year by taking Monday. And when the colleges closed and then the city of Buffalo closed their schools, it was going to be tough for administrators to say, it's okay for my district to be open. Even, you know, like the young kids can go in, but the colleges are closed and there's a state of emergency and the city's closed.
Roger,
it would have been a bold move on their part, but I think it's one where they collectively decided to shutter it for an extra day.
Well, Andy, let me be respectful of your time as well as the caller's time at 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get to Charles in Pendleton with meteorologist Andy Parker. Charles, what would you like to know?
Hey, Andy, I just want to let you know you are absolutely spot on with that. My wife's a Buffalo school teacher, and that is exactly what we were explained to about the snow day, or it does get tacked on in the end. But the reason for my call is we have a pond in our backyard, about 150 yards long and maybe 60 yards wide with approximately 15 feet depth in the center. And I know it's been below, you know, freezing for the last week, week and a half, where it's been pretty cold. What do you think as far as ice growth? How long does it take to get to that 4 inches that they want you to, for it to be before you could skate on it?
Great question. We talked a little bit about ice fishing and stuff on Friday, Andy, so rip it away.
Yeah, that can happen in a matter of days where you're not having any fluctuations above or below freezing. It's going to hold where it is. As a matter of fact, the air temperatures at night and the day only in the teens helping that out. And the fact that there's very limited sunshine as well, so you're not having any of that. I think the best thing you could do is go to any of your like Cabela's or any sporting goods store, get an ice core maker, like the fishermen know what I'm talking about. You take it out there and it'll do a little ice core, and you can get a really accurate measurement.
Yes, we do use an auger about 6 years ago when we had it, and we were able to get onto the ice, and we used an auger to see how deep it was. But I appreciate the insight. Thank you
well,
so
Charles,
much.
You don't sound old enough to remember this, but in the Tonawandas, I don't think very far from where you are in Pendleton, there is a place called Ives Pond, I-V-E-S. Don't know if people are still able to skate there, but that was a tradition for generations of Tonawandans and people who lived in Kenmore, Ives Pond. That's where everybody went to skate, and that's where everybody went to play pickup hockey. You going to use your backyard pond for skating or hockey?
Mostly skating. My kids are all between the ages of 4 and 10, so what we're going to do is just clear it off like we did the last time, pump some water up from the pond on top of it, get it nice and smooth, get our squeegees out, make it nice, and have some fun with the kids.
Bringing back memories there, man. Thanks, and have a lot of fun.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
There's Charles in Pendleton. So Andy, gentleman's wife is an educator. And by the way, those of you listening in Canada, when I say words like process and other Canadian accents, it's all just so you know, A, we haven't forgotten Canada. B, we're looking forward to your being the 51st state. So thank you very much. Like to have a sense of inclusion going on. As far as schools possibly being closed because of the single-digit temperatures to which you've made reference toward the end of the week, you talk to these superintendents all the time. Any probability or possibility?
I think the next thing they're going to look at are the wind chills, and they would have to get to minus 25 pretty consistently for a longer period than just an hour or two in the morning in order for them to call it a quote-unquote cold day. But there's no combination right now of a wind chill and a significant snow. And if they put those two together, that adds a little bit more to it. But I think just the cold that we have coming this week isn't going to be enough to have schools shut down unless they have a boiler issue or something like that.
All right. I have a quickie for you, which is usually something my wife has had to deal with. But quick question. The nor'easter over the weekend, did anything surprise you about the larger weather picture over the weekend, or did things pretty much play out according to how you had hypothesized, as usually is the case?
I think the people that lucked out are the ones in the Carolinas. They were the ones that were going to wear the ice bullseye, and it ended up sliding north into the Virginias and D.C. and Baltimore. So I think the ice line jumped about one state to the north and allowed those folks to escape the worst of it. So I think the track sliding slightly north by about 100 miles or so was was about the only oddity from that storm. But there's a lot to unpack and look at. Mm-hmm. And looking ahead, there's another nor'easter coming through this weekend. Now, we will not be involved in that, but it will be something that will affect the mid-Atlantic states, D.C., up to New York, Boston, Philly, those locations again on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe travel as well. I guess we'll have to take a fresh look at that mid to late week. And one final thing, Andy, the movie Slapshot, roughly how many times have you watched it?
Probably not as many as you. I'd say a handful.
Okay, fair enough, because weather like this, the movie Slapshot, I don't know what it is about that movie. It makes the cold weather seem even warmer. Andy, you offer a great service where if people ever need to know, hey, I'm in Cheektowaga, but I've got to get to Ellicottville on Wednesday morning at 4 a.m., what's it going to be like? They text the word weather to what phone number, Andy?
You got it. It's in the area code 716. It's 503-ANDY, 503-2639. Go ahead, put that in your phone. Just text the word weather if you don't know what to ask, and something will come right back to you with a link. Otherwise, if you wanted to ask a question, just like you or your viewers or Charles had, you can do that as well, and we'll get back to you.
Andy Parker, it is always a pleasure, and I could go on and on, but you know how enormously you are respected by the people of Western New York, who absolutely love what you do and are grateful for the services you offered, as we are as well here at News Radio 930 WBEN. So thanks a million, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, Tom. Be good.
Meteorologist Andy Parker, I love that man, on News Radio 930 WBEN.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.